Coventry, heard on Scott and Val, Save the Universe, are not necessarily the opinions of this station, its sponsors, the network, or our broadcast partners.
Set back, everything will be okay. Two new heroes to face the day. Now throw all your fears away. And they're both in tight array. It's not a bad joke, or even a curse.
Scott and Val say the universe. Ladies and gentlemen, friends and neighbors, not since Donnie and Marie Osmond has America seen a brother and sister weekly entertainment extravaganza like you are about to see and hear. Decades of sibling rivalry in the making. A mother disappointed by both of them. Plus, some really bad DNA have come together to bring you Scott and Val Save the Universe. Val is looking absolutely radiant, which is impressive, considering she's standing next to her brother, Scott, a man who looks like he lost a fight with a mirror, and the mirror apologized.
Oh, so mean.
He is so harsh. Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to welcome everyone.
Oh, my gosh. I was dying about the Donnie and Marie Osmond reference. Oh, my God.
Well, it's true. Not since Donnie and Marie. We've been talking about this since we started the new show in January, that we think we're the only brother and sister radio morning show in America. And after thorough research by me and Ron, we are.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, there are two or three brother-sister podcasts. One of them is actually called the Brother-Sister Podcast. I need to go check it out. But there are two or three of those, but I couldn't find a single radio show where the duo is a brother and sister. So there you go.
Oh, Brian, we are so unique.
We're finally first at something. All right. Val, tell folks what's going on today.
Oh, my gosh. There is so much going on in the show today. So we're back, in case you didn't notice. Yeah. Thanks for being here. Thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it. It's a radio show that you'll want to watch over and over today. First KCHR, sorry, first 102.7 FM KCHW in Chewelah, Washington. We are the public radio stations and around the country through Radio for All. And watch today on YouTube at Scott and Val Save the Universe on all KCHW video and audio platforms, which means you can always hop on through Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KCHW. Plus, we are the only morning show named Scott and Val, so Google us, and it looks like we are world famous, or at least we're claiming that, instead of virtual unknowns.
Yeah, but those virtual unknowns, our numbers are up as we head into week four.
Yeah.
Scott and Val Save the Universe.
How can it be week four already?
It is. And I want to do a big thank you. If you've caught one of our new shows, and I know numbers were really good last week, we had more live viewers than ever before. I think at one point we had 71 live viewers. We usually have 8. But it's the after views. You know, when you do a podcast, you get all those views after the show, because sometimes people aren't just tuned in to be there immediately as you go live. So that's very cool. I think we had like 500 views, and that's just Facebook. That's not counting KCHW's YouTube channel and our YouTube channel. And the big thing I'm thrilled about is the guys that have joined us on the show. And you should know, we're all doing this for free.
Yes.
So if there's any point you don't like... You got what you paid for, so you're getting a lot more in value if you think about it that way.
That's what I was going to say. You get what you pay for.
But the guys that have joined us for different segments, and that includes upcoming, we've got, probably about 20 minutes away, Ken Owens and his show Panic Time, and he's got a good one today. We also have Alan Mulani with weather, and that's as we start the 8 o'clock hour, and that's a national weather forecast. And then we've also have the wonderful Mr. Joe Wilczynski, who also hails from our hometown radio station, KCHW. And I should throw out that, let's see, we were downloaded by 24 this week, 24 other public radio stations, so... There you go.
Excellent.
Scott and Val everywhere. If you're listening on a different radio station, please take the time to visit us on Facebook and just drop us a message so we know and we can give you you and your town a shout out as well, because, well, that's pretty cool. So a big thank you for Joe and Ken and Alan for joining us on our little trip around the universe. All right. Now, Val, do you care if I do this morning's first joke?
No, I think you should.
I think I should, too. A couple were sleeping when an intruder entered their home, put a knife to the neck of the woman, and said, "I'd like to know the names of my victims before I kill them. What's your name?" And she said, "My name is Elizabeth." And the intruder said, "You remind me of my mother, who was also named Elizabeth, so I can't kill you." And the intruder then turned to her husband with a stare and said, "What's your name?" And he replied, "My name's Philip, but my friends call me Elizabeth." Just like your mom.
Can I shorten that, Scott, to Lizzie or Beth?
Yeah.
Or Eliza?
Yeah, there you go. All right, it is Tuesday, broadcast Tuesday for Scott and Val, and things for you not to do this Tuesday. Val, would you kick off the first one?
All right, don't assume caffeine fixes all mistakes. It just makes them bolder.
It does.
Like your dark roast.
What's your job today? I'm dark roast. Look out. All right. Don't start a group chat today called Urgent unless you mean it. Better be a fire.
Better be.
Yeah.
Don't text your neighbor, fun fact, at 2 a.m.
Or maybe. don't pretend your car's judgment. Don't pretend your cat's judgment is a professional opinion. But, you know, the way they look at you and, you know, judgmental.
I think it's also like a, an official diagnosis.
Kat says you're wrong.
You are definitely wrong. Don't try a wellness cleanse during Super Bowl week.
Where's Scott? I don't know. He picked up that salsa and now he's been in the bathroom all the whole time.
I was thinking more along the lines, it's no time for dry Sunday.
I like this one. Don't send an email that starts with, "per my last message," unless you enjoy workplace tension. And yes, I do.
don't Google symptoms at night, ever.
Ooh. Because it usually tells you you're going to die.
Well, and I feel like when you're sick, it always seems worse at night.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're laying there during the middle of the night thinking, I'm calling the doctor first thing in the morning. I think I'm dying. And then you wake up in the morning, you're thinking, it's not that bad. I'll survive another day.
It was just gas. Thought I was having a heart attack, and it was gas.
It was gas.
All right. All right. Don't say, we should do this more often unless you really mean it. Because they'll call.
Oh, don't start a new personality before breakfast. Which one are you choosing today, Scott?
He'll be obnoxious, that's for sure. don't say we should hang out sometime unless you really mean it.
I have a really sweet friend, and when we hang out, she always makes a point of putting our next get together on the calendar, because what she says is true. If you don't do that now, that you're like, oh, I'll call them, I'm going to give them a call, we should really get together, and then you don't do it. So we plan our next party.
All right,
while we're sitting there.
Is it kind of bossy or
no? I just think it's a good idea, because I know I do that. I mean, you think I really should call them, we really should get together,
set that goal and stick mm-hmm. to it, right?
Uh-uh. Yeah, and it's great because we love hanging out together. Now, if it was somebody you didn't, you might be, I think I'm busy till May.
The time has come for someone to put his foot down. And that foot is me.
We will meet Thursday at 10. Got it? All right, we got a double in here.
Hunt you down.
We got a double in there. I don't want to get messed up. Don't trust anyone who says this meeting will be quick.
Oh, for sure.
Chuck Ritchie.
You've just automatically added a good half an hour.
That's right.
Okay. We should have covered this before. Those symptoms, remember Googling your symptoms? Remember you're tired, which we alluded at, not terminal.
Okay. So ignore that stuff.
Let's clarify.
And then the next one's for football, which is perfect for Super Bowl weekend. Roll that one out.
Oh, don't argue sports logic with someone wearing a face paint indoors.
If they're wearing face paint, don't argue with them. Sports logic, at least.
Exactly. Yeah, right. They're going to be a rabid defender of their team.
All right. And remember on this Tuesday, the last one, and this is almost like a word of wisdom from Scott. Remember, silence is sometimes the most mature insult.
Oh, my gosh. But in that moment, sure is hard to be mature.
Say what? Nothing. All right. On to shower thoughts. These are things that me and Val thought about in the shower today. Val's probably more disgusting than mine. Go ahead, Val.
Oh, great. Your favorite song probably isn't your favorite anymore. It's just attached to a version of you that didn't hurt yet.
Oh, yeah, she broke my heart. We got more song stuff coming up in a minute. Every group chat has one person who thinks typing LOL counts as participation.
Oh, I'm so guilty of that.
Wow.
Just the lying, the crying, laughing face, I think, counts as participation.
Hey, Val, what do you call a meeting without snacks?
I don't know. What do you call that?
Captivity.
If time heals all wounds, why does it keep reopening them at 3 a.m.?
When she wakes up in cold sweats.
Yes.
What?
I was going to say it's always the middle of the night,
too. Oh, yeah. At some point, every adult realizes naps are medicine, and your future self is probably thanking you for the nap you're taking right now.
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
I dozed off while watching Scott and Val. I got up and then the radio came on. I clicked on that podcast and it's all over.
Pull you right back to sleep.
Mm-hmm. What you got, Val?
Let's see. If time heals all wounds, why does forgetting matter more than remembering?
You're doubling up there. If practice makes...
I skipped one, too.
It's all right. Oh, I'll go back it up. We fear dying alone, yet spend most of our life avoiding people. It's true. I don't want to go out. I hate being alone. I don't want to go out. And kids will invite me. So I'll say, oh, man, I had nothing to do. And I don't got no friends here. And the kids will invite me out with them. And I'm like, yeah, nah.
Have you ever done this where you're in the grocery store and you're on a schedule and you see that person you know in the grocery store, so you take a different aisle so you don't have to talk to them right now?
Oh, no, Val, I've never done that. Wow. 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 That's a Val thing. Pretty sure it's
I'm
just
avoiding
a Val
people.
Thing. It's just a Val thing. All right.
If practice makes perfect, why does nobody practice relaxing?
Or intelligence. I'm going to practice being smart. SMRT.
Smart, yeah.
Val's battery percentage controls her emotional stability more than she admits.
Oh, nothing makes you panic like a 25% battery life.
That's right.
I'll remember this later is the most optimistic lie humans tell themselves. Oh, boy.
I do that about this show all week long. I'll go, oh, that's a good joke. I'll have to remember that for the show. And then...
You know what like parallels that is, I'm going to put this right here and remember where I put it.
Exactly.
Oh, that's a big lie you tell yourself.
All right, we're going to keep moving this morning. We've got some Super Bowl party games. We're going back and forth on this one, too. First one up is Ref Blame Roulette. This is where you keep tallying until the score is irrelevant.
Next, we have the chin music toss. Every time a hawk makes a weird call, someone hums the theme from Rocky.
Oh, nice. Underdog prop bet. Yeah, this predict the weirdest non-scoring event, like something inappropriate happening during the halftime celebration.
Where you see somebody mouth a inappropriate word.
Yes.
Flag dance off. Impromptu choreography when a flag is thrown.
Oh, that could be real fun.
Oh, we have our own flags, and so we have those ready to throw too when we think the call has been bad.
All right. A commercial confusion buzz when an ad tries way too hard to be emotional or get you all full of nostalgia.
We need to do the sponsor shout out. Name the sponsor before the brand does.
Yeah, and if you can't tell, that commercial was a mistake. We also have a Deflategate Redux. Every time someone mentions it, take a sip and immediately regret it.
The Seahawks screech test. Loudest bird noises loses dignity.
We did that one last week. There's also Patriot Bingo, where you look for squares marked Dynasty System or Belichick.
We have the mascot trust fall. No one catches you. That's the joke.
Ooh, ouch. And fourth quarter stress eating, chips disappear faster than optimism.
Tom Brady mention counter. Nobody wins if that happens.
Ooh. Seahawk weather endurance. You have to sit outside for one full drive and think about your choices in the game.
Patriot moral superiority debate. That one can end friendships by halftime.
Yes, yes. All right. Team roasts for the Seahawks. Val, what do you got for team roast for the Seahawks?
All right. Seahawks, named after a bird, plays like turbulence.
Ooh.
Seahawks, known for noise, weather, and reminding you about that one Super Bowl interception.
Where they lost. A Patriots named for rebellion and funded by billionaires. It's Dynasty nostalgia, and it's doing a lot of heavy lifting.
All right. Lots.
All right. Before we go to the next one, I had one story for you, Val. I caught this morning. The lineup for Turning Point USA's All-American Halftime Show. So since we're talking about the football. So this is Turning Point USA's supposedly religious alternative to the Super Bowl halftime show. It's put on by the conservative organization Turning Point USA, and this is in answer to Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime performance. It's going to feature performances by people you've never heard of. Brantley Gilbert. You know that guy that won a singing competition once and he's never been back? Lee Bryce. And then,
I'm so upset about the Lee Bryce thing because I like his songs. I'm a country music girl anyway, and that just breaks my heart.
Oh, you see him saying it with country voice. All right. And then she was a new female artist of the year back in 2021. She hasn't done anything since. Gabby Barrett. And then, of course, the headliner, always classy. How can you even have this guy at a religious event? It's Kid Rock.
Kid Rock.
He's so trashy. Oh, my gosh. He'll be cussing and swearing up there because that's in all of his lyrics.
But the person that he supports politically does the same thing.
Oh, that's true. That's true. All right. Let's see. Barrett is the only female performer so far announced, breaking through with her hit single 4 years ago called I Hope, and I hope their power goes out. little Nazis. All right. Looking forward to Ken joining us in a little bit, but first, Val wanted to tell a story about what happens when a song gets stuck in your head with Brad, and then I have a song I want to talk about. So tell me your story, Val.
Well, it was just a thought I had this morning, and I'm sure it goes both ways, but I wanted to throw this out. So what do you do? I need some advice. What do you do when your spouse wakes up in the morning with a song stuck in their head? You know that happens. You get that song stuck in your head and it plays on, it just loops and loops and loops. And it's a song you don't like. I mean, how? Because then you find yourself singing it as well. And you're like, why am I singing this song that I don't like? So I need to know, how do I break the loop in my head?
Okay, how?
I don't know. I'm looking for advice. I mean, maybe I just need to turn on music and hear something else.
Exactly. But I pick a different song that I really like and try to sing along with it while it plays, and that usually gets it out of your head.
Okay, because I need, I mean, I'm sure it's the same for him, but yeah, this morning it was Piano Man, and...
Also, couldn't get any worse is what you're saying.
But hey...
He's gotten, man, he used to be into AC/DC, what happened to him?
I don't know why it was Piano Man. It's generally like some, like, really classic country.
Okay.
Yeah, I just thought that was interesting, and yeah, I need to get it out of my head now.
Okay. All right. I don't think there's any help for that if you're listening to country music. Just saying. So, you know, my thing with songs and enjoying the new AI out there and trying to write a song a week. And when I started this, oh, wow, it was back in 2025, I think, before we left on Christmas break. I'd done a song called Cookin' Sucks.
Yep.
And then a couple weeks ago, so I've got this food thing and writing the songs, too. A couple weeks ago on the show, or maybe it was last week, I did a song. It was called Finger Lickin' Good Song. So I hate cooking, but then I love chicken. So it was all about my love of the chicken and how delicious they are. So that was the Finger Lickin' Good Song. And I accidentally, Val, did another cooking song.
Accidentally.
Another food song, I should say, at least. All right.
Are you obsessed with food?
Yeah, but this one, it's real upbeat. It's got a little punk flavor to it. And I think it is the perfect wake-up song.
Like, okay, for the morning. I'm ready.
All right. This food song is called 5 stars for bravery, 0 for lunch.
Tonight's special is a journey through flavor, texture, and crimes against food. This ain't food. And proud, smells like history, yelling way too loud. Baby, my swan, I wish I misheard. Drown little rodents, fermented absurd. Someone looked at mice and thought, you know what's fine. Let's soak them in booze and call it wine. They say don't knock it till you try it, dear. But my stomach just filed a formal complaint in fear. This ain't food, not in my house. This ain't food, mom's tapping. It's a question of how and why. Sardines in a can smelling like regret. Tofu sweats water like it's nervous to be met. Fish head on a plate looking back at me like it knows what I did in 93. This ain't food. This is a dare.
This ain't food.
That smell ain't fair.
This ain't food.
Step back, dude. Say it with me now. This ain't food.
How do I look in the chef hat?
Oh, good.
Yeah, I like it. Never worn a chef hat. For good reason.
Don't do it again.
Take it away.
Just because it's old doesn't mean it's right. Just because it's famous doesn't mean I'll bite. 5 stars for bravery and 0 for lunch. I got nothing to munch.
Ooh. Let you watch it.
There you go. This ain't food. Pretty sure I got too much free time.
I'm pretty sure.
It's my new thing. I have to do a song a week. I'm not promising they'll be good, but you did get to see me in a chef's hat. So there you go.
That's true. That's true.
Outstanding and stellar, right? Right? Right.
Right.
All right. I think it's time, Val. Are you ready? Because this always, always gets ridiculously crazy.
I'm ready.
Get ready. Wait for it! It's panic time! Calm down! It's not the end of days! And now, your panic time host, Ken! You kids, get out of my yard! Owens!
Hey, you kids, get out of my yard, Owens!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Ken Owens. Welcome back to the show, Ken. Happy Tuesday!
Good morning, Ken.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. You know, I got to ask you, if your spouse wakes up singing a song, where did they get that song? Where did they go while you were sleeping? Ooh. You're sleeping and your spouse is out where? Where did he get that song? You just didn't get it in your sleep. So he's out doing stuff. You wake up, you're thinking, wow, well, where did you get that song? That would be the question you should be asking.
So Val,
where were they?
Val could actually—he could be dreaming about another woman and dancing with her. Val.
Oh, now it's panic time for me.
Yes,
exactly. So, talking about panic time. No. Everybody, just stop panicking. Stop it. No, you should be panicking. No. You know, I was just thinking the other day, you know, we live in the land of the free. The land of the free. I mean, there's even songs about it. I mean, you know, land of the free? Land of what? There's nothing free anymore. I don't even know how they can say it's land of the free. I mean, you used to be able to walk into a bank, open a checking account. They gave you free checks. Yes. Now they charge you to open the account. They charge you to take your money out. They charge you to put your money in. And they charge you if you don't have enough money. How can they charge you if you don't have enough money? They'll charge you more than the money you have. Now you have nothing. But I'm not going to get ahead of myself. They do give you free ballpoint pens. So,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That's kind of a trade-off.
Are you sure? Because they, like, tie them down to the counter. I don't even know if you get free ballpoint pens anymore.
Well, Ken grabs it and just runs and takes the chain.
Yes. And then I do the, oh, you know, because I still got that chain on. So, yes, but I have a lot of chain hanging around the house anyway. But not to be fair, you know, they still give you the pens. So congratulations. American Dream is now sponsored by Bic. So, but it doesn't stop there. No, let's talk about grocery bags. You spend $300 at the store. And then they say, oh, by the way, that'll be 10 cents for the bag. 10 cents. I just spent all that money and you're charging me for a bag? I think I just bought the store. And then, you know, then you think I'm shoplifting oxygen or something. Oh, God, maybe we should rent the bags. Oh, rent the bags and then return them. And maybe we could get 11 cents for the 10 cent bag. I'm not really sure. But speaking of oxygen, oh, air. Oh, it's just the air all around you. I mean, they're charging us for air. You know, you used to be able to pull into the gas station. They would give you free air, but now you have to go to a machine. You got to stick in quarters, dollar bills, you know, and then the machine only runs for usually three tires worth. It's a conspiracy. And then you have to put more money in just to get that fourth tire filled. And the hose is never long enough. I mean, you got to keep moving your car around. It's just, I don't know.
Maybe your car's too big.
Well, maybe the car is too big. But that's nothing to do about the air they're charges. Oh, and don't get me started on the airlines. Oh, no. I mean, you just want underwear at your destination. I mean, they charge you for luggage. They charge you for carry-ons. They charge you if it's an ounce over 50 pounds. Who carries a scale in their pocket? I mean, sorry, your socks are put you over. That'll be 75 cents. Oh, my God. I mean, and then don't even get me started on water. Now, they're charging us for water. I mean, those little plastic bottles, like $8.
Where do you buy your water? Hotels.
It's only the finest water for him, the Perrier.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. And then, you know, it even gets worse than that. You can't even go downtown anymore and enjoy an afternoon. No. Meters, apps, QR codes. You got to download an app. I mean, what? It's 9 minutes. They're charging you for parking.
Oh.
You go downtown, you know, you got to have an app. You got to have a pocket full of change. I mean, if you're 9 minutes late just for enjoying your afternoon, there's a ticket on your windshield.
It's true.
I mean, just for being happy and distracted. Finally, peace and quiet. No, you can't get peace and quiet anymore. No, you're sitting on your porch. Quiet? No, your phone's ringing. There's traffic noise, ads everywhere. Screens everywhere. You got to hunt it down. And when you finally find it, your phone buzzes. I don't know. What happened to free in this country? They just take our money. That's what they're doing. There's no more free. It's land of the, well, pay now, pay now, pay now.
You know, and I don't want to send you off on another tangent, but what about TV? You used to be able to watch any show you wanted on TV for free. Any show that was out there, any channel that was out there, you got to watch it for free. What about that, Ken?
Well, you know, when I was young, I was the remote control. My parents would yell at me, hey, channel 7, no, channel 6. I had to go adjust the rabbit ears and then put the foil on it. And that, I don't know, I think it's, well, they had free TV. I had to work for it.
Well, there is something that's free, and you guys are totally overlooking.
What?
Okay.
This show.
Yeah, this show.
This show is free.
Still free in this country.
That's right.
This is a great show.
Yeah.
Wonderful show.
And there's something, Val, can you think of anything else that he might have forgot that is actually still free?
Oh, that is still free?
Yeah.
Well, there's quite a list out there.
Love is free.
Love is free. That's kind of why I was going. There's one thing that's still free, but sometimes I have to pay for it.
Well, anyway,
and that's exercise, okay? Because I have to do all low impact because I'm old now. So don't be dirty, Val.
Well, anyway, that's Ken Owens with Panic Time. And wait till next week. Oh, I'm telling you, I'm already all worked up all over it.
All right. Next week, Ken, when you come in, and just in case you get angry like this, because I can see how red you are, please bring a bag to breathe into.
Uh-oh.
He's got hives. One more time, ladies and gentlemen. Say it.
No, go ahead.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, one more time. It's Ken Owens and Panic Time.
Woohoo.
All right. Thanks for being here today, and thank you, Ken. Great show. Woohoo. All right, we're going to roll into a few news headlines while we head toward the top of the hour. Give you a little time check. We are looking at 7:56. All right, first news headline I have. President Trump was asked on Monday in the Oval Office to react to a recent report from the Wall Street Journal that a crypto company owned by him and his family received $500 million investment from a foreign country, the United Arab Emirates, just days before he took office. Washington Journal also reported the link to the investment to the UAE, United Arab Emirates, gaining access to highly sensitive processing chips that the previous administration had withheld over national security concerns. The paper was first to report on what is called unprecedented and secret deal between a U.S. president and a foreign country where he received money before he was president and gave them a gift afterwards. Dun, dun, dun.
What, not just a jet airplane?
No. President Trump has also claimed that he has the right to funnel as much taxpayer money into his personal accounts as he likes.
Did he actually? He said that.
He said this. When asked by a reporter on Saturday evening what it was like to be on both sides of a lawsuit, Trump 79 responded that no one would care if he awarded himself taxpayer funds for his own hand-selected charities. As a private citizen and as president, Trump has launched multiple lawsuits against the U.S. government. He is now in charge of them and is seeking damages of more than $10 billion. How does that work?
I don't know how that works. Oh.
All right.
Just a little aside. Put you and me back up on the screen because that's what everybody's here for.
Oh, are they really, though? Kennedy Center staffers are blindsided by the president's abrupt announcement that he is closing now the iconic venue for 2 years to renovate it. It's probably because no one will show up since he took charge. Staff learned of the closure that is scheduled to begin on July 4th from the president's Rambling Truth Social post on Sunday night.
Well, I think that things have to be fixed after, you know, the Melania opening movie the other day. So, yeah, it has to be cleansed and purged and saged and stuff like that.
All right. Let's see, moving on. Authoritarianism worldwide expert Ruth Benghat said Trump is falling into the same trap that has undone fastest-minded leaders throughout history. Despite declining approval ratings, Benghat argued in a guest essay for the New York Times this week that the president is making the age-old error of believing his own hype. She added, the result, a disillusioned population that loses faith in the leader and elites who begin to rethink their support, citing Italian dictator Benito Mussolini and Russian President Vladimir Putin as historical examples of the pattern she sees emerging around Trump. There you go. Those three news stories. Val, NASA is on an ice expedition. Can you tell us about that?
I would be happy to. NASA reported its Artemis II SLS rocket underwent a critical fueling test Monday, one of the final major rehearsals before the planned crewed lunar mission later this year. Mission engineers say this test will validate crucial systems and help ensure astronaut safety until they leave Earth's orbit, marking a significant milestone for human lunar exploration since Apollo 17.
And unfortunately, over the weekend, atomic scientists moved the doomsday clock up. Tell us about that one, too, Val.
Oh, scientists from the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists moved the symbolic doomsday clock 4 seconds closer to midnight, citing heightened nuclear threats, climate instability, and rapid disruptive technological changes as key drivers of global risk. The clock now stands at its closest point to catastrophe in its history, prompting renewed calls for international cooperation on arms control and safety measures.
All right. Dr. How do you say his first name?
Mehmet
Oz. Dr. Oz believes if Americans were in better health, it would save the country. He said, saving the country depends on Americans forgoing retirement to prop up the country's payments on its ever-so-ballooning debt. According to Oz, if the average American started working a year earlier, so like at 17 when you're still in high school, or a year later, like 101, it would remove more debt from the country. Being a doctor in the land of Oz means you're no doctor at all, Dorothy.
Oh, wow. You know, we might be in better health if all of the medical research and cancer research and everything else hadn't been scrubbed by the head of the CDC.
Yeah.
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 Wouldn't that be something?
That'd be something, you know? Val. It'd be totally something that won't happen.
Then we could live and work longer, because that's why we want to live longer, so we can work longer.
Yeah, totally. All right, we're going to go to break. When we come back, it is our national weather forecast with the one and only Alan Mulaney, but you have to stay right here. Sure, which one's going to play? Oh, this is it. This is the right one.
Scott and Val save the universe. We'll be right back. They're probably heating up a chocolate teapot.
We are.
I hate this job.
He does.
It's total bollocks, isn't it?
It is.
Their mum must have been real knackered after raising these two wibble-wielding squiffies.